This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to look at another great controversy facing the Biden administration. Going to a hospital in East Jerusalem. It is a Christian Palestinian hospital and giving $100 million of U.S. taxpayer money to support it. Why is this controversial? Well, because President Biden did not invite Israeli officials like people from the Ministry of Health who actually administer part of the supervision of that hospital, because the hospital is in East Jerusalem, which has been recognized as the capital of Israel. Jerusalem has been recognized as the capital of Israel. They haven't actually specified that East Jerusalem is permanently that way. Of course, some people want East Jerusalem to become a Palestinian capital. With all of this, $100 million from the U.S. government, President Biden is leaving tonight, not from, he is leaving from the White House, but he's leaving at 10 o'clock tonight for his trip to the Middle East, where they have actually separated some of what he was planning to do on this trip from, and they're rescheduling it because they don't want to overtax the president, who is 79 years old. I know it's easy to forget because he's so spry, right? At least that's the theory. We will get to that. We will also get to the big issue that's dividing a bunch of Democrats who are fighting in primaries. This illustrated by Politico. What's the issue that is dividing Democrats? Abortion. Really? Dividing Democrats? Well, let's get there also on the Michael Medved Show. And we'll be talking to Mark Leibovich, who has written the funniest political book of the year so far. And I can't imagine that any book will be funnier or more entertaining. It is a book called Thank You for Your Servitude. And it's about submission in the era of Trump. It's particularly interesting and relevant after another day of blockbuster hearings that were incredibly dramatic. During the last hour, they were just ramping up the hearings with testimony that I haven't heard yet in its entirety, but the testimony at the hearings that they were finishing with involved two participants in the actual riots of January 6th. And no, they did not say that all of the demonstrators were peaceful and well-meaning and patriotic. There were a bunch of violent creeps there. And one of the people who testified was a leader and actually a communications aide to Oath Keepers, which is one of the groups that was talking about violence and violent resistance against the election result before it even happened. And then there was another participant in those rallies who now deeply regrets it, but was just a normal patriotic American who came there and was led to come there and participate in this activity, which they have now had, basically they have indicted 839 different people. I mean, that's a lot of people. That's a lot more than Watergate. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Two things. First of all, Salty Cracker, who is a pro-Trump YouTube streamer, said a red wedding would be carried out in D.C. on January 6, 2021. A red wedding from Game of Thrones is in pop culture a reference to a bloody massacre. Better understand something, son. You better understand something, the YouTuber says in a video shown during Tuesday's hearing on the House January 6th committee, red wave, and then a word that we can't say, red wave, word we can't say, there's going to be a red wedding going down January 6th. In that clip, Jamie Raskin, who was helping to lead the questioning today and the presentation, he's a congressman from Maryland, in that clip, he said, you heard one of Trump's supporters predict a red wedding, which is a pop culture reference to mass slaughter. The reference comes from the Game of Thrones series by author George R.R. Martin, which was adapted for television by HBO, so give credit. The Red Wedding in the series refers to a gruesome massacre carried out during a wedding celebration that resulted in the deaths of multiple main characters. The phrase has come to signify violence and mass murder in popular culture. And then this, and this came in from Paul in Redmond, and it's an email, and I'll give it to you in its entirety. He says, I just turned on your show and caught the clips of what President Trump was listening to January 5th. That was the rally at Freedom Plaza within earshot of the White House. I am wondering what in that rhetoric was so violent. What am I missing? So what? They talked about taking back their country. This is common for any protest. I did not hear them telling people to commit violence on Congress. It was 1776, whatever that means. If you simply compare that to what is being said outside the justices' houses and the support by President Biden and his administration, that is a real call for violence. Not to mention assassins being assigned to kill them. Is this serious? January 6th was a bad riot and people need to be held accountable, but really, I don't want Trump to run either. But this will motivate all the people who look at this as pure hypocrisy. When you weaponize the DOJ against your political enemies and only serve one-sided justice, it is noise, not news. This hearing has made me feel sympathy toward those protesters and Trump. It is ridiculous. Paul in Redmond. Paul, again, when you say it is ridiculous, there were 140 police officers, law enforcement personnel, Capitol Police, D.C. Metropolitan Police. They finally, at the end of the day, got the thing in order with the arrival of the National Guard. But there are 140 police officers who were seriously injured, who went to the hospital. And there were a total of 9 people who died, 2 people who died among the demonstrators. And yes, Ashley Babbitt was shot when she was trying to throw herself through the glass window into the floor of the House of Representatives, and there was another woman who was trampled by her fellow demonstrators and trampled to death. The property destruction, the desecration of our national capital, and when people are talking about taking matters into their own hands, and we're going to shut down this Capitol. I was extraordinarily outspoken, and so were a lot of conservatives, by the way, including Donald Trump, appropriately in that case, about the George Floyd riots. There were riots all over the country. Not all of them were deadly. Some of them were. And there was no possible means to justify any liberals who attempted to excuse the property destruction, the threats, the destruction of businesses, and the injuries and assaults on police officers. But all of that was here, and it seemed to be sanctioned and supported by the President of the United States. And it is a felony, it is against the law to interfere with a Congress doing its duty. And some of the 800 people, I think most of them have been indicted, arrested for that. And isn't that appropriate? If they weren't trying to stop Congress from doing its duty, what were they trying to do? If you have an answer to that, we would love to hear it. 1-800-955-1776.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's dangerous for America. It's dangerous for the world.
This is The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved Show, the database at the Washington Post that no one has challenged because it's based on public records and it's fairly open. 836 people have been charged in federal court with January 6th related offenses. 406 for felonies. and 430 for misdemeanors. Of course, felonies much more serious, with more serious penalties than misdemeanors. Of the 836 charged, about 332 have already been convicted or pleaded guilty. 69 of them for felonies, 263 for misdemeanors. Of those charged, 46 defendants have been linked to the Proud Boys and 32 to the Oath Keepers. Of those convicted, 206 defendants have already been sentenced, 20 of them for felonies, 186 for misdemeanors. That's a lot of people. And the Watergate scandal, by the way, which resulted in the resignation of President Nixon. And he was resignated before he was even impeached by the House of Representatives. I am not one of those people. I'm not at all sure that Nixon would have been removed from office. Most historians think he probably would have been. But who knows? In any event, there were 69 people indicted and 48 people who were convicted during the Watergate scandal. So a very, very small fraction. It's less than 1 in 10 to compare to the people who have been indicted and convicted already so far. Let us go to your calls and to Eric in Issaquah, Washington. You're on the Michael Medved Show.
Michael, hi. Good afternoon.
Hi.
I can't get past the point that this election was stolen and something needs to be done. Now, these people that went there, the fringe groups acting out, breaking things, whatever, the majority of the people there were to march peacefully and patriotically to let their voices be heard, which is exactly what Trump was preaching. And those are the people that are getting railroaded. I don't get this.
What do you mean they're getting railroaded?
They're being thrown in this group with these fringe elements.
People who didn't storm the Capitol building, I don't think there are any individuals who have been indicted who weren't involved in either planning.
Okay, they walked in. I don't call that storming the Capitol. They walked in through open doors. A lot of them were let in.
Okay,
they've got video of that.
When you see the video, that was a very small percentage. This was a very aggressive and violent attack. I mean, somebody injured those 140 cops. Let me ask you this. Because it's honest, and I mean this with all sincerity, I do not know the answer. I don't presume to know the answer. Let's say that things had worked out really well, the best that Trump could hope for. What do you think could have been achieved that was beneficial for the country by calling this huge rally in Washington and urging people... And urging people to march up to the Capitol building to interrupt a constitutional procedure and a joint session of Congress.
Yeah, voicing their opinions and letting their voices be heard is not illegal, okay?
It is illegal to interrupt a joint session of Congress when they're counting the electoral votes.
They're outside and yell all they want. They can yell all day. You know?
Okay, but they weren't outside. They went in.
The majority is what I'm talking about, not the fringe group.
Okay, but the majority participated in overwhelming the police. And the difficulty here is Trump's not a lawyer, never studied law, but he knows something about it. And what do you think, if you were able to talk to President Trump and say, what went wrong on January 6th? What was the positive plan to try to stop the steal? What was that plan you had in mind, Mr. President? What do you think it'd say?
I would say that people needed to go there and let their voices be heard, and which is what he preached.
Okay, and what would happen? Let's say it was totally peaceful. That it was totally peaceful, and nothing happened. There were no injuries. There was no violence. That it was just a lot of people marching around. They had another march like that where they were going to blow shofars, ram's horns, and make the walls of the Capitol come down just like Jericho in the Bible. But that had happened like 3 weeks before. That was peaceful. Nothing happened. What would have been accomplished after making their voices heard?
Basically rallying everybody together and letting them, you know, exchange ideas and reasoning and lawful
okay, so
opposition.
Let's reason together. Let's reason together right now. In other words, given the fact that they had already brought some 62 law cases trying to challenge the election, and I know you believe the election was stolen, do you know how many state attorneys general there are who are Republican, and virtually all of them loyalist to Trump? They're 26.
By the letter of the law, it wasn't illegal by the letter of the law. But where in the law does it say, you know, stuffing ballot boxes with fake votes, okay, unless you're caught in the act? Yeah, it's absolutely illegal, but you have to
Correct.
Be caught.
Well, the point is the fact that there are no attorneys general who have even launched investigations. And the Attorney General of the United States, lifelong Republican Bill Barr, who had been very loyal and given good service to Trump, he certainly helped get him through the Mueller investigation, if you remember. Bill Barr told the president, Pat Cipollone, who had basically... he had defended Trump during his first impeachment. He was the leading defense attorney. All of these people had told President Trump there's no grounds to believe that there was election fraud of any significant scale at all.
Trump is going in the right direction, and more stuff is coming out every day. And in the end, 10, 20 years from now, I don't know, it's all going to be, you know, looked back on and picked apart. But also,
okay, and how do you explain the fact that all of these people whose jobs depended on Donald Trump, who were appointed by him, who served him, who were his loyal associates, including Vice President Pence, that all of them basically said, Mr. President, it's wrong. There was no stolen election. It's a lie.
Yeah, it's political death. Okay, if you're going to come out against the election, you're not going to have a job. Okay, you're going to get railroaded and thrown right in the group with all the rest of them and dragged into court and sued or whatever. You know.
Okay, they're not dragged into court if you tell the truth, and the truth is that it's a terrible, terrible thing to convince Americans that their government at every level, judicial, legislative, executive, is hopelessly corrupt. We'll be right back.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC is thinking about providing a second COVID booster shot for every adult. This as COVID cases around the country continue to climb. The Democratic-led January 6 committee is continuing to hold open hearings, Tuesdays being the panel's seventh public hearing from cherry-picked witnesses. As far as reaction to what we're hearing,
Well, it was not what I was looking for. It was not a nexus between the president and any conspiracy. Perhaps they will bring that type of evidence forward. Interviewing an anonymous Twitter, former Twitter employee, or picking out these alarming comments from the internet really doesn't make a very persuasive case of a conspiracy.
Constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley speaking there on Fox News, USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Show all across America. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And I'm going to make a confession here, and it has nothing to do, thank God, with January 6th. Nothing to confess there. But this is a confession of something that happened this Saturday. And yes, it was the this last Saturday was after the 4th of July, so it doesn't add up to that. I have a bad habit, which is when I read something that I really, really love and just take pleasure in, a book or an article, I like to read it to people, to read it out loud. And that was the case this past Saturday. I was reading out loud from an excerpt published in The Atlantic for what has to be one of the best books of the year. It is called Thank You for Your Servitude. And the subheading is Donald Trump's Washington and the Price of Submission. The author is Mark Leibovich, who is a staff writer at The Atlantic. He previously wrote the huge bestseller about the quirks of Washington, D.C. and its unique and strange culture. That book was called This Town. The new book, Thank You for Your Servitude. Mark Leibovich, congratulations on the book. And I will tell you that when I read it to the people at our Sabbath table, everybody loved it.
Great to hear, Michael. It's good to be back with you. I always love coming on your show. And today's the book is officially out today, and the excerpt, I guess, got whetted a lot of people's appetite. So hopefully people will read it. I mean, it's not always an uplifting tale, but hopefully, you know, people seem to be enjoying it too. So
some of it almost reads like a parody, and it reminds, for people who've been following politics, it reminds people of of various things in the recent past that are kind of easy to forget. For instance, I had forgotten about the fact that President Trump accused Ted Cruz's father of participating in the Kennedy assassination.
Mm-hmm.
And now Ted Cruz, who said some very nasty things about Trump right before the convention and at the convention, he's become one of Trump's most enthusiastic defenders and backers, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, he's just one very, very, he's one example of really what's been an entire party, or much of an entire party, that has, despite knowing better, despite conceding privately that they don't think this guy is fit, they think, you know, at worst he's criminally dangerous. You know, a lot of them, you know, in public will be quite sycophantic, will do his bidding, and that continues to be really the prevailing dynamic within the putative leaders of the Republican Party today. And you know, look, I think the working title of this book was always "They All Know Better," and they had enough conversations with enough people around Donald Trump and enough of these elected officials to know that they do know better. But this was sort of whatever they decided to do because they made it. They wanted to make the whole thing work for them.
Two questions quickly. Do you think that the hearings have changed any of that? And number two, did you watch the hearings today?
You know, I've just been getting caught up. I've been running around, you know, doing my first sort of day of book promotion. But yeah, I was just getting caught up. I mean, to my surprise, I think the hearings have really moved the needle. I had pretty modest expectations coming in, but it seems to have swayed public opinion some. I mean, I think it's been presented really, really well. Yeah, I think it's brilliant for them to sort of dispatch with the speechifying. Everyone gets a turn to sort of do their thing. It's been very directed, very effective. So, yeah, and I think the most important gift of what it's provided is that it's provided a contrast. I mean, it's provided very simple patriotic bravery among some of the White House staffers, you know, Rusty Bowers, the Secretary of State of Arizona, Cassidy Hutchison, the Chief
Speaker
of Staff.
He's Speaker of the House.
Speaker of the House. Yes, I messed that up. Yeah. Cassidy Hutchison. I mean, just a number of people, and even if you want to sort of look across the pond, I mean, the conservatives in England, they sort of said, all right, enough is enough. We're going to actually stand up to Boris Johnson. Now, obviously, it's a different system, but it's, I think, analogous. So, you know, anytime you have an example of courage and character, especially to maybe shame, if they're capable of shame, the cowardice that so much of the Republican Party has shown in not standing up to Trump, even though they think they privately will think he's dangerous, is, I think, is a good thing, and I think it's been quite educational.
You know, I know that one of the challenges you're going to get for your book, and so let me hope that I'm the first to give it, is this a double standard, Mark Leibovich, given the fact that Bill Clinton was clearly guilty of perjury? I mean, he clearly had lied under oath. He did not behave well. And how many Democrats voted to remove him from office in the U.S. Senate? Answer, zero. Does that show something that is comparable in any way to what you're describing in Trump's Washington?
You know, maybe. I guess sort of when you look back, I mean, from what I can remember, and it was a long time ago, but the Democrats' main argument was not that Bill Clinton was a model citizen and not that he, you know, not that he told the truth all the time. I mean, Lord knows. I mean, I think their defense was that it did not rise to the level of impeachment. It was not a impeachment level offense, which I remember, like, if you remember the first Trump impeachment over the Ukraine phone call and the activities that went on over there. There were a number of Republicans who, when the news first came out, the revelations first came out, were saying, well, this is inappropriate, but it doesn't rise to the level of impeachment. And to me, that was a valid argument, right? But, you know, the Republicans, like Max Thornberry of Texas, was one of the first to say that. Trump didn't react well to it. He wanted total absolution, and, you know, from there, everyone had to sort of bow down to the perfect phone call narrative. But, no, I see your point. I think at this point, you sort of have to look at orders of magnitude of the offenses, and I think what Trump has done is just orders of magnitude
worse, frankly, than what Bill Clinton did.
The one thing that amazes me most, and your book is full of narrative with fascinating characterizations of people that you kind of think you know, but providing deeper depth, particularly Kevin McCarthy. You do think he's likely to be the next speaker, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I think he's got I think Republicans have a very good chance to win the majority. I expect them to. I think most people expect them to. And I think once that happens, Kevin McCarthy will rightfully be able to say, well, I'm the leader of the Republican minority. I led you to victory. I raised all the money. You should make me your speaker. And I think he's also, pieced together a lot of very, very strong individual relationships with his members, raised a ton of money for a lot of them. So I think that there's a level of indebtedness and loyalty that a lot of his members have for him. So, yeah, I do expect Kevin McCarthy to be Speaker of the House.
Okay. Kevin McCarthy is one of the people you highlight in your hilarious and brilliantly written book. It is called Thank You for Your Servitude. When we come back, I want to talk about the idea that for the submission, servitude that people provided. I mean, I think of Rick Perry, of the our energy secretary. I guess we don't hear that much about him, ex-energy secretary. But he had called Trump a cancer on conservatism and then became part of the cabinet. When we come back, I want to talk about any examples of Republicans who turned around on Trump, got onto into the cheering section and the section of sycophancy and adulation that Trump prefers, and any Republicans who actually paid a price for that. There are plenty who paid a price for not joining the cheering section. We will be right back with Mark Leibovich's new book, Thank You for Your Servitude, Donald Trump's Washington and the Price of Submission. What price? We'll be right back.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's open, it's expansive, it's welcoming, it's filled with light.
This is The Michael Medved Show.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Michael Medved show, you don't have to be anti-Trump. You certainly don't have to be a Democrat. Mark Leibovich has profound sympathy and admiration, actually, for a lot of Republican leaders. But what he is writing about in the book is the strange idea that President Trump, who was really an outsider in the Republican Party, and did not have a lot of credibility in the Republican Party. One of his first campaigns for presidency, which was back in 2000, he was making around on talk shows talking about running for president as an independent or maybe with the Reform Party left over from Ross Perot. He was talking that time about a wealth tax and sounding very much like Elizabeth Warren. So given the fact that President Trump came from so far outside, how could he become this unifying feature where basically everyone in Washington with a future or a position or a basically prospects in the Republican hierarchy, everyone basically had to kiss the ring or the rear end? How did that happen? The book is called Thank You for Your Servitude. So, Mark, I was asking you right before the break, anybody who really did not actually pay a price, and what price will they have to pay for some of this accommodating to President Trump?
Well, I mean, you know, the easy example or the counterexample, the ones who were you know, not hesitant at all about defying Donald Trump and criticizing him and being very open about their lack of respect for him, whether it was Jeff Flake, and Bob Corker in the Senate, people like Mark Sanford in the House. I mean, these are people who either lost elections or opted against running again because they probably weren't going to get through primaries. So there are a number of people who were kind of rendered to the sidelines by their unwillingness to play along. And look, you asked, what is the price of submission for, like, Kevin McCarthy? I mean, he would say that this will all be worth it, all the headaches, all the tightrope walking of trying to keep Donald Trump happy, if he can become Speaker of the House. That singularly will redeem everything in his mind. I'm not sure it will. I mean, it sort of depends who's doing the judgment, right? But also, he sort of decided that, like, once he reaches that goal, everything else will be secondary. You know, for someone like Lindsey Graham, he wanted to re-elected to the Senate from the state of South Carolina, and it's very hard not to do that without the blessing of Donald Trump. So he contorted himself, you know, accordingly in order to make that happen. So, look, people make, everyone has their different reasons. I mean, I think that the people who have been most consistent in defying Donald Trump have, I mean, there have been a few consistent profiles. I mean, a lot of people of faith, like Mitt Romney and Jeff Flake, you know, have been pretty consistent against some Trump. A lot of military veterans like John McCain, you know, Adam Kinzinger, and so forth. And you know, I think quite a few people who have sort of, you know, political Republican sort of political dynasty heirs, like Liz Cheney, or even like John McCain or Mitt Romney. You know, these are people who sort of, I guess, sort of look for a higher purpose to what they're doing. But look, I mean, everyone's different. Everyone makes their own calculations. And frankly, I think in most cases, it's been just sort of rank opportunism that has kept people from, you know, doing anything else.
Well, when you write about Lindsey Graham, and I thought it was a great insight, Lindsey says he wanted to remain relevant, that relevance was enormously important to him. And basically, if you look at the examples, you mentioned Jeff Flake or Mark Sanford, well, they're now irrelevant. They're out of Washington. They're done. The question I would ask would be about Mitch McConnell. Trump is completely determined that even if the Republicans win control of the Senate, he is going to see to it that Mitch McConnell is not majority leader. What is the deal in that relationship? Because you would assume that Mitch and Donald would work it out. But what is the future going to bring if the Republicans actually do win the Senate?
Well, I mean, you know, a few points. I mean, one, they worked it out well enough for 4 years so that Mitch McConnell got his three Supreme Court judges and a number of other, you know, sort of judges in pretty, you know, powerful circuits throughout the judiciary. So, I mean, that's not a small thing at all. I mean, so if, and that's not a small thing, not just for Mitch McConnell. It's just not a small thing for conservatives across the country. So, you know, let's put that aside. And you know, also a tax cut, which was probably the biggest legislative accomplishment of Trump's presidency, something a lot of Republicans wanted for a long time. So there's that. I don't think McConnell ever really liked Trump. I think the feeling was probably mutual. I don't quite know how Trump is going to deny Mitch McConnell his leadership position, you know, whether the Senate goes Republican or Democrat in November. I mean, you know, I don't mean, maybe Trump controls a handful of votes, but yeah, Mitch McConnell's been leading this caucus for a long, long time, and I'd be shocked if he didn't have, you know, at least 30, 35 votes locked up, you know, from the get-go. So, yeah, I mean, look, I think a lot has to happen before Donald Trump's president again, and Mitch McConnell is leading the a majority in the Senate again, but you know, it's sort of hard to imagine not only getting to that point, but also them working it out and sort of figuring it out. But, yeah, that's what politicians do. I mean, expedience and sort of mutually beneficial arrangements can pop out of nowhere when you really need to make something work.
Okay, right now, a lot of speculation. Trump just announced that he had spent millions of dollars refurbishing Trump Force One, his personal 757. And there's a lot of speculation that he will announce for president before the midterm elections in November. What's your guess?
You know, I would imagine that his instinct would be to do it sooner rather than later. I mean, he does seem to be chomping at the bit. It also, I mean, there are a lot of, I guess, some legal things involved, and you have to spend certain pools of money differently if you're a candidate versus not being a candidate. And, you know, I do think that he would like to. I also think it would be a giant gift to Democrats, which I think Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell know all too well, which is why
day, and I think a lot of other Republicans, you know, hope that he will hold off till after the midterms, because, you know, as soon as Trump places himself front and center of this discussion, more than he already is, you know, it takes the focus away from all of Joe Biden's problems, and, you know, it should never be underestimated, you know, inflation, gas prices, the whole deal. So, yeah, I mean, I think Democrats would love that, and I'm not sure Trump was able to help himself, to be honest.
Well, that gets us back to the question of the hearings. There's a whole school of thought right now that the hearings make it more likely that Trump will run, not less likely, because he will feel that the only way he can answer the charges against him, and he comes off looking like a complete jerk in the hearings. I'm sorry, it's tough to watch sometimes. Yeah. But yeah. What do you think? Is he more likely to run because of all of this focus on some pretty chancy, iffy decisions by President Trump?
Yeah, I mean, that is sort of the school of thought that, you know, one argument for doing it now would be that he would immediately sort of elevate his identity as a political figure, as sort of an operative political entity, sort of a going concern, if you will, and that would in itself cause, you know, be cause for some insulation against prosecution, some Justice Department action against him. I'm not sure how much water that holds. I mean, in whatever calculations the Justice Department is, you know, is making around the decision on, you know, what to do with him, what to do with all this information, and whatever it is their investigations are turning up, I don't know if that's a, you know, pertinent, you know, data point in them making their decision. I just don't know. But, you know, there is a school of thought that it would be a further insulating factor in Donald Trump, you know, being prosecutable or being vulnerable to a Justice Department action.
So your best guess is the election battle that everybody's dreading in 2024. Is it a round two for Biden versus Trump, or is it Biden versus DeSantis, or is it...
I don't know. I think the most likely scenario is probably Trump versus Biden, and I can't imagine a lot of people in either party or certainly in the independents would be excited about that prospect.
Oh, it's thrilling. What could be more exciting or uplifting or ennobling? I'll tell you what could be. Reading Thank You for Your Servitude, Donald Trump's Washington, and The Price of Submission. The price of the book, well worth it, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hello, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Well, then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain and acid indigestion. Balance7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Call 800-7 793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. Or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. And mention Fred and receive $10 off your order. Mention Fred and receive $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039. Balance7.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.